Well, picking back up on the subject of the DGR, the hearings have also heard from Beverly Fernandez. She's with the group Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump. Fernandez is one of a number of DGR opponents who say they were contacted by provincial police prior to testifying before the panel. And Beverly Fernandez joins us on the line now. Beverly, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure, Beverly. I want to get to other things, but what about the OPP contacting you and other DGR opponents? Did this happen right out of the blue?
Yes, it did. It happened sometime last week. All of a sudden, two OPP officers appeared on my doorstep.
What did they want?
Well, they said that they wanted to work with us. They asked if we were planning any demonstrations, and they said that their role was, if demonstrations are going to happen, to work with people to ensure that a demonstration was done in a safe manner.
So they were suggesting that they were asking questions and talking to you to protect your safety.
That was part of it. I believe that was, yes, that was part of it. They were letting me know that there were going to be plainclothes police officers at the hearing should I run into any difficulties. But I must say, after attending the Joint Review Panel hearings, there is an abundance of security there. I mean, it's quite obvious to see the large presence of undercover agents because they're wearing their earpieces with the little cords tucked in, and, you know, there was no question one would know who to approach if you were in difficulty.
What? I mean, you mean this looks like the Secret Service guarding President Obama?
Well, I have to admit, it did, because there were numerous, I'd have to say maybe four at least, officers wearing these earphones.
You know, Beverly, if I know that if I'm driving down the road, and I think this pertains to just about anybody, and we know that the police are sitting up the road, we tend to slow down and do everything we can to avoid having to say hello to these gentlemen, right?
Exactly.
When police come to you and they say, you know, we're just checking to make sure you're not going to you know, do anything wrong, or we're here to protect you if a demonstration pops up and some people disagree with you. Isn't the fact of the matter that the effect of this is that it's intimidating?
I would absolutely agree. I mean, I would think it's highly unusual and inappropriate that they come knocking on the door of citizens who have the right, the democratic right, to provide their opinions at this hearing. And exactly. I mean, it is intimidating. There's no question.
And if they felt the need to have the OPP approach you, why do they feel the need to have plainclothes private security people with earplugs in their ears there?
I can't speak to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no knowledge of what is required at these hearings.
Now, what's been reported in the press this morning is that a spokesman for the review panel says they knew the police were going to be asking questions, but claim, well, they had no power to prevent it. Perhaps they didn't. Also, the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission says it knew this was going on. It said nothing. I mean, what conclusions do you draw from this? I mean, if the bodies controlling this, if they knew this was going to happen, I would think at least they should have gone public with it.
You know what? I don't want to comment on what they should or shouldn't have done. I guess I can just comment on it from the point of view of an ordinary citizen who, you know, is going to be appearing at these hearings. It's disconcerting, certainly, to have the police show up at your door without a prior phone call.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would like to say that, you know, I'm wondering if I was approached, because Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump has been very successful in alerting Canadians to this issue. I mean, we are the organization that has a petition with more than 34,000 signatures on it of people opposing this plan. We are also the organization that put up a billboard on the Garden Expressway in downtown Toronto. As well, we are the organization that's working with the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, and their board has passed a resolution stating that, and I quote, the proposed DG, that the proposed DGR poses a significant health hazard to millions of people.
Yeah, well, you know, not to belabor the point, but I'll tell you what, when I heard about the police issue, it bothered me because I wonder what's next. What are they going to do? Go to journalists and say, are you planning on covering these hearings? What are they going to do? Go to commentators and say, are you going to comment on these hearings? What are you going to say? To me, I think everyone out there should be troubled by what happened. But let's move on for a moment here. Jerry Taylor, the executive director of the Penetangore Regional Economic Development Corporation, was on the show just moments ago. We had recorded an interview we did with him around 9 o'clock this morning. Here's some of what he had to say. I'd like you to listen to what he had to say to us this morning.
Okay.
Over the last 12 years with OPG marketing and advertising and having educational sessions around this topic, there hasn't really been a huge outcry against this project. I think people are accepting the expertise of OPG, and the science seems to be proving itself out. I don't hear anything around fear. There just seems to be this natural acceptance that Bruce Power is the world's largest nuclear power generating station, and everyone that I come in contact with feel that we've got very good best practices to make sure the safety is in place.
So he says basically he doesn't see anybody being concerned that much, very concerned about this. Nobody's fearing having the DGR at the Bruce. What do you make of that?
I would absolutely suggest that that is the opposite from what is actually happening. There are 34,000 people from Canada, the U.S., who are opposing this DGR. Resolutions have been passed by municipalities and cities in the U.S. and Canada, in Michigan and Ohio and some places in Canada, and particularly the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, which is a group of 106 mayors representing 16 million people, are opposed to this DGR. So I do not believe that people are just saying that OPG is the expert and we will believe in them. There are just a huge growing number of people and organizations that are opposing that. The Joint Review Panel hired a consultant to look at the work that OPG had done on this proposal, and Professor Dunker is his name. He stated that OPG's analysis is not credible, not defensible, and not reliable. Now, those are very alarming words by an outside consultant who is not connected to the nuclear industry. And I would propose that if people examine this proposal in detail, there are huge and numerous flaws that would lead one to believe that citing a nuclear waste dump to hold radioactive nuclear waste that remains lethal for 100,000 years, right beside the drinking water of 40 million people in two countries, defies common sense.
Beverly, what about the argument, and this has been put forth by others, including a guest on our show last week, and that is this. This area, including the Bruce, has benefited greatly from nuclear energy over many decades now. There's been economic growth, many jobs, not to mention the power that's produced to fire up industry in this province and elsewhere. The thinking is that, look, you can't have all the benefits without taking some risk here, and that we knew from the get-go that we were going to produce waste material that was going to be radioactive. We were going to have to find some place to put this stuff. And now, you know, it's time to pay the piper and step up and say, we received the benefits from nuclear energy in our area. We are going to step up and host a DGR to bury this waste. That we owe it to them.
I think that really what is happening is the people in this area have benefited financially and wish to continue to benefit financially, because of course if the DGR is built in this county, then the people living in this county continue to benefit. What I think has to be of paramount importance is where is the appropriate place to put a DGR to handle radioactive waste that's almost as dangerous as radioactive nuclear spent fuel. And if I were a corporation or if I were the government and I would look at the fact that there are deep geological repositories that have failed, I would say, gee, if we're going to locate a deep geological repository to handle the most lethal material humans have ever produced, first off, where would we not want to locate it? And I would propose that the two things that would come off first would be we would not want to locate it close to people, and we would not want to locate it close to the drinking water of 40 million people in two countries.
Beverly, you feel that the whole consultation process has been skewed somewhat because it has been too centered on Bruce County, where, in fact, Ontario Power Generation has a bit of a hold over the politicians and the people there because so many people rely on jobs at the Bruce for their livelihood. And we also know that Bruce has been pumping money into some of these municipalities like Kincardine. You feel that the process has been, it's been unbalanced.
Absolutely. When you look at a process where five municipalities in Bruce County are currently being paid and will be paid a total of $36 million simply to provide their best efforts to support this project, it leads to the fact that there is a bias here. This is not, you know, free and independent consent. This is money that is being provided to people in order to ensure that they will consent.
Would you use the word bribe?
I'm not using that word, no.
All right.
I will leave that to everyone else to decide. I am only providing you with the facts. And I would also suggest that OPG did not look at any other locations for the siting of this nuclear waste dump. They did not, in 3,472 pages of this environmental assessment, only one page was devoted to if they had looked at any other locations. And the wording there was unknown. I mean, that's just unacceptable.
So I only have about 30 seconds left. You were at the hearings. You you gave your presentation. How did you feel coming away from it?
I was somewhat shocked that the panel asked me, a volunteer, how I thought OPG should have engaged the 40 million people in the Great Lakes Basin to ensure that they were informed about this process, because it is their drinking water that will be affected if this DGR leaks. And the fact is, there is no guarantee that this nuclear waste dump, and OPG cannot provide a guarantee that this nuclear waste dump will not leak and contaminate the Great Lakes.
We're going to have to leave it there. Beverly Fernandez with Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump. Beverly, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
All the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps things up.